Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, friends. I do hope that this finds you well. My name's Tori. It's not yours. And welcome to Idiot Box Radio, the funniest show on the internet. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts at the Idiot Box Radio podcast. You can also just find it generally at idiotboxradio.com. You can find the Facebook group, the Idiot Box Radio fan club, where you can get together with like-minded legends and chat about the show or give me ideas for fucked up ideas for me to run with myself. Because, hey, you know, I know your life's just as fucked up as mine. But I'll tell you one thing that is not fucked up, and that's the piercing gaze of Nicolas Cage. And today in Tori's movie reviews, we are going to be covering none other than the movie Tokarev. Now, this is starring the fan favorite superstar Nicolas Cage, aka Nicky C, aka Nicholas Coppola. Alrighty, guys, so as you guys know, because I know you've been around forever and I do appreciate, I'm sure that no one ever just goes, oh, this is fucked, and then runs away again.
I hope not.
I do movie reviews with a twist. That is, I don't have a filter and I'll tell you everything about the movie and I potentially will do lots of spoilers because that's the way I like to fucking roll. Rolling. Just like Limp Bizkit and also Alonzo the Fish. In this particular movie, Nicky C, he is a man with a past, and Nicky C does have a past. He's done well over 100 movies. He's been married 5 times. He owes a shit ton of money to the US government, and he is an acting fucking superstar. Make no bones about it, a lot of people say he's erratic and out of sorts. This guy, if he wants to, he will induce tears in the most hardened of fucking criminals, let me tell you right now. And that's exactly what he does in Tokarev. Interestingly enough, though, in the movie, he himself calls it Tokarov. It's a reference to a Russian machine gun that's been used to commit murder. It seems by the by, but it's not, because that is the name of the movie, yet he mispronounces it unless Russians pronounce their E's as O's, in which case he's got it perfectly right. And being Nicky C, that's more than possible. I'm just telling you right now. I don't want to fucking charge the big guy with fucking up his linguistics because I've been calling it Tokarev. I am the man of action, getting to the fucking point though. I'm painting pictures. I'm surrounded by good people and good times, and I like to think that I'm fairly literate. It may not be the case, but I do like to think it. In this particular movie, Nicky C is a bad guy gone good as he turns his life around after the death of his wife. His daughter, who is supposedly 16, looks as though she's about 25, is still at high school with guys who look slightly younger than her. He's remarried to a hot chick who could be the same age as the daughter in real life, but not necessarily as actresses. In fact, we looked that up during the course of the movie, and I discovered that the age between Nicky C and his wife in the movie is about 16 years. Is it 16? Oh, fuck, I don't know. I can't fucking remember now. I did look it up, okay? Fucking research. This fucking bullshit. When I'm fucking internet famous and people are paying me to do this shit, I'll have a fucking research department that looks this stuff up instead of a friend who quickly looks something up and then I don't have the courtesy to fucking remember, and then it all goes fucking pear-shaped, quick-shaped, quick-smart. In any case, guys, what happens here? Nicky C's got his fucking life turned around. His wife from his fucking first marriage, she died. It's not his fault, but he's turned around. He's got 2 good friends that he came up with back in the day, and they committed a heinous crime in the past, far off in the past, in fact, where they rolled the Russian mafia and fucking killed this dude who was bag-handling money for them, and they swore never to talk about it. Obviously, in the movies, someone always ends up talking, and Nicky C goes on a fucking revenge-fueled blood quest when his daughter is kidnapped and then fucking found dead underneath a river. Bet you didn't see that coming. So Nicky C, not a happy ending for this fella, but his wife's still hot. Thank God for that. Small blessings, huh? At least he can bang the one that's still alive. Did that go too far? In any case, let's just say it again. He can bang the one that's still alive. Not that he was banging his daughter, but she was very pretty and she was obviously not high school age. It would have just been incest. It wouldn't have been like anything illegal. Wait, yeah, it would have. But you know what I mean. Okay, he wouldn't have been a pedophile. He just would have been a dirty fucking daughter fucker. He just would have been a dirty daughter fucker. But he wasn't. He was a loving father who'd gone clean to support his daughter so as she wouldn't have to grow up with a dad in jail and just a hot stepmom looking after her. Those sirens are not for me if you can hear them in the background, but legit, real life poking in, fucking cop cars in the distance. Go figure. It wasn't me, sir. It wasn't me.
Idiot Box Radio, we know you're inside.
Why do you have an American accent?
Idiot Box Radio, we know you're inside, Cobber.
Anyhow, enough fucking around. Let's get straight down, because I like to fucking paint pictures and get to the point. A man of action talking directly to you, my friends. You can email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. You can email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Just letting you know. In any case, enough said. Words must be spent upon you, teaching you the tale of Tokarev. So, kid's dead. Nicky C, fair enough. Man of action goes straight up to the bangable wife and says, hey, love, I need to go do this. She's got this fucking thing which some step-parents parents have, where they feel that they're the real parent, even though they're not. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Even though you spend all your life looking after someone, then all of a sudden you're not the parent anymore. Good on your step-parent for your fucking thankless fucking existence. In any case, she's gone, you do it, love. Even though I'm not blood, she was still my daughter. No, she wasn't. Bet you if they split up, she'd have nothing to fucking do with you. So by then it might have been legal for her and the fucking bangable mum to get together, because clearly this child is not the fucking 17-year-old in the movie, so therefore the female actresses could do a fucking porno scene as lesbians and it would be okay. Just putting it out there. Alright guys, so I think I've painted pictures of wax lyrically. Let's keep going with this movie review. All things said and done, the camera work isn't too bad. Nikki C's hair. Nikki C, what the fuck are you doing, my man? You've got the looks of a fucking Napoleonic god, but you choose to, I don't know who you choose to do your hair, mate, but I'm disappointed, sir. Disappointed though in this one, in Tokarev, your hair is the most on point I've seen in the last few times I've watched you, sir. And I've watched about 5 of your movies in the last 4 days. I'd consider myself a fan, though I am doing it so that I can talk to the people of Idiot Box Radio a little bit more about the fucking barrage of movies that you put out. Tokarev, daughter dead, bangable wife, gives him the fucking green light to go and hunt them down. And he goes, you know I used to do bad things. She says, well, fucking finger me against this fucking doorframe while I cry about the death of your daughter. So he's making out. It's the weirdest fucking kiss I've ever seen in cinematic history. But I think he's got fucking 2 digits deep inside a bangable wife as he swears to go off in a blood-soaked fucking mission against the whole entire world. Unfortunately, though, and this is not the case, and this is where spoilers come into it, guys, so keep listening, because I'm going to fuck up the whole movie up for you. He gets his old mates from back in the day, fucking Larry, Curly, and Moe. That's the Stooges, in case you're too fucking young to know. And they go on a blood-soaked fucking quest to kill off the Russian mafia, who they believe have done a little revengey kill against what they did 19 years ago to one of the homeboys from the Russian mob. Blood and fucking sweat and tears ensue. And of course, there's the two likable mates, the two likable friends who go, you know what, Nikki C, in this case, his name's Paul McGuire, character's name. You know what, Paul, we're going to do anything that you want. And the funny thing is, they call him Paulie, and one of my really good mates' name is Paulie. He sometimes listens to the show. Hi, Paulie. Every time that we heard the word Paulie, because I watched it with Ash and a whole bunch of other people. You've heard Ash's voice on the show, but he watches the Nikki C as well. Every time we heard Paulie, we went, Paulie! He didn't say it loud enough to be heard, but Ash actually yelled out Paulie just then as well, because he knows the joke. There you go. He's done it. Well done. In any case, Paulie! Why are you no answer? Paulie goes off on a mission. Paulie's got a good mission, but I prefer to call him Nikki C, because Nikki C's the fucking god of acting as far as I'm concerned. This is not Gong material, but it's pretty damn good nonetheless. What we've got here is the Russian mob being killed off with Paulie and his two mates. And what happens there is there's all sorts of fucking twists and turns, because the Russian mob's got no idea who actually did the kill. As it turns out, the night of the killing, and this is the real spoiler, the daughter's at home. Bangable daughter, who's dead, is at home, while bangable wife, legal wife, finger bang wife, has gone out with Nikki C to a dinner that really is of no consequence, because it's during this dinner that we find out that the daughter's dead. Dead daughter. But the dead daughter was at home at the time. Does this sound convoluted? Does this sound convoluted? I really don't mean it to be, so let me pull back just a little bit. Nikki C, bangable wife, gone out to dinner, leaving daughter and two friends at home. They trust her to be a good girl, because she's such a good girl. And they go out for a good dinner, in which is interrupted with the news that she's gone fucking missing. Later found dead. But let's fucking twist it around and turn it sideways. So there's two good friends. One's a bit of a party drug dealing kind of guy, but he is likable. The other one's just likable and looks like he's a heavy hitter. Even though he's a heavy hitter, he is the thinner of the two. The fat one's the partier. Sorry, guy, I don't know your name. In any case, they both wind up dead. Sorry, spoilers. And Nikki C actually is one of the ones that kills one of them, because he thinks that they have talked about the hit on the Russian mob from 19 years ago. He didn't do it. Whiz forward. Things have gone bad. Everyone's dead. Nikki C has done the right thing by almost everyone, but there's still the main Russian mob boss alive. And I'm assuming he's got more troops. But during this fucking process, Nikki C's gone home and gone into his gun box and realized one of his guns has been moved around and that a shell has been expended. Lo and behold, we find ourselves in a rain-drenched car park, Nikki C with gun drawn at one of dead daughter's mates, who we later find out has actually accidentally shot dead daughter in the head when she was still alive, thereby making her dead. Then the two friends have invented a story, because they know about Nikki C's fucking criminal past, Paul McGuire, his criminal past, and they invent a story that looks like it's a mob hit for retribution, so as they don't get fucking sold down the river, nor do they accept the wrath of our beautiful, beautiful Nikki C. All things said and done, this is a good movie from start to finish, and I thoroughly did enjoy it. There were a couple of times throughout where some of the acting was a little bit laughable, but all things said and done, Nikki C is the fucking Araldite of anything that he appears in, holds it together solidly, even though his hairstylist couldn't hold together his fucking beautiful locks of hair. I thoroughly recommend this. Get your hands on it. It'll be nice and cheap because it's old, and he has such a fucking barrage of movies that none of them are that expensive. Get yourself Tokarev. It'll be fun, and you can hear him say Tokarov. Nikki C, you've done it again, son. Idiot Box Radio out.